Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
And in terms of the 3 days of hearings that were held in July and early August, wherein that was litigated, whether or not they were going to be allowed to bring third-party culprits in at trial. And, you know, they went to great lengths, they being the defense, talking about Kagan Klein and his father, Tony. They put on witnesses talking about, you know, this kind of confession that Kagan Klein had made, that him and his father had driven out to the, you know, the bridge that day or the trails, and had driven and used that private access road. And they were in this red Jeep, and that his dad got out of the car and was out of the car for an hour, and his dad came back bloody, and that they left, and that while they're crossing the Wabash River, they threw a knife and a gun out, or a knife and a phone out. Or, I mean, it was like, it was insane. And, you know, and they went to like great lengths to get into that. We obviously know about the Odin angle, and they only mentioned Ron Logan, which, like, in retrospect, surprised me in light of what we've just seen from being contained in this motion, that they didn't make that more of a focal point. You know, it's like, blame the dead guy. Like, it seems like a no-brainer. And, you know, I mean, when you kind of dig into to Ron Logan, we know that he lied about where he was at a certain time, and that how he got to this fish store, which he did go to. He went to that fish store, you know, and if you ask anybody from the law enforcement, they're going to say, well, he lied about it because he wasn't supposed to be driving as part of his probation. So he just lied about how he got there, you know, and it's like, did he go there to create an alibi? You know, I mean, it's like, it's not that easily explained away. I don't know.
A question I have is, did the killer intend to leave the bodies there? Or did he get spooked? Like, did somebody come down the trail, did something happen, and it was like, you got no choice, you just got out of there? I wonder about that a little bit. It, like, was it a quick, because, you know, the whole Odinist thing, there's sticks on there. Like, was it like, oh shit, I hear somebody coming, let me throw a bunch of brush over here and hope it blends in and nobody sees and they take off? That is something I kind of wonder about.
I mean, if you,
and if you go to locality, it's Ron Logan's property, and he,
I mean,
other dude, intentions with the bodies, I don't know.
Look, man, like this case is forever going to drive me insane because there's, like you said, there's just so many tentacles. There's so many twists and turns. There's so many things that don't make sense. Where is all of Abby's blood? Like there, I'm telling you, Tony, there's like a large pool that was found about 12 feet away from where Libby's final resting place was by the large tree. And there's a large pool which tested as Libby's blood. And there's just not the amount of blood around Abby that could ever be described as being the amount that she would have bled out.
Yeah.
If that had been the spot where she was attacked, it does like in her hands, Abby's hands were clean.
Yeah.
Like, so if you get your natural instinct, if you get your throat cut, like with any wound,
yeah,
anywhere you get a cut, you're going to cover it, especially at your neck. And like her hands are pristine. Like no blood there, no blood on her torso. Like her entire body is clean.
It's like she's been washed or something.
It's like she was washed or it happened in the river. I don't know. But the one thing I know is that it was made such a big deal to hide the crime scene photos, which I get the sensitivity to the family. Like I obviously these should not be out for the public to see and to have on the internet and be posting. But in terms of looking at them critically and trying to determine whether or not those sticks had some kind of significance, those were not sticks that were just tossed upon somebody.
Yeah.
They were placed there. The bodies were placed in these positions.
I've never seen the photos. I don't think I want to.
I mean, I had not seen them until trial and they were hard to look at.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot from like a distance, which, you know, you can't really see the brutality as much, which are the ones I was far more interested in because I wanted to see, are these just sticks? Like somebody just tossing some sticks and they're trying to cover the bodies or do they seem to have been placed? And, you know, I stepped away from it. I'm like, those weren't just sticks being tossed on the girls. Like Libby had this long limb. It's not even a stick. It's like a tree limb, like running parallel to her body that's placed like in the crook of her arm. It's just like, man,
I got two questions about it. Have they ever taken cadaver dogs around that area?
I would assume so, but I don't know.
I mean,
like, are you talking about Ron's property?
In that general vicinity, yes.
I don't know. I doubt it. I mean,
I would really wonder. I would wonder what might be buried. Maybe nothing at all.
Maybe something.
Maybe something. What I'm wondering about is, because people tend to not have a propensity to like be one and done with this sort of shit. It's, you know, they're kind of hiding and they get away with it for quite a while until they don't. I'm wondering, I mean, have there been thoughts in looking into other things, other children missing over the years, maybe even way, way back that, you know, Ron Logan was an older guy. That would have, you know, been unsolved. I mean, anywhere where he may have been, or in that he's been there for 50 some years. So yeah. I don't know, just looking and seeing, you know, did they ever find this? I don't know. Just because what I'm looking at there is more the character of the guy. You know, what we understand from the ex, you know, he's high strung and he's nuts and an abuser and very much out for himself. But so you have that kind of, you know, track record of life, it'd be a real weird deviation if all of a sudden you just went and killed and there was sexual stuff on there, wasn't there too?
Well, you mean in terms of the girls?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Well,
not that they could say
definitively. No, I mean, okay. So anyway, so it wouldn't, you know, be very surprising, you know, to be going down that road. I don't know. I would just think you take a look at his history. You take a look at the location to the property. I wonder. I'm not accusing. I'm just saying I wonder. I don't know. He's dead. But why not sniff around a little bit and see what you dig up, if you dig up anything?
I agree. And I don't think that you can. I mean, look.
Because if you could tie him to an older one, it would show a pattern.
Exactly. And you know, and in proximity to that bridge, you know, but it's such a small town.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the ability to pick young kids off of that bridge, but like, you know, that it's not anybody local because you haven't heard about anybody local going missing or being found killed.
Yeah.
You know, being on that bridge.
I'm not even saying it would have happened on the bridge, but just in town.
Oh, like, I get it. Just, I get it. Yeah. But I'm like, I mean, his proximity to it
makes
like,
it easy.
Yeah. Like the, it does. And like the counter to it is, you know, you don't shit where you eat. You know, the fact that the bodies are found on his property, you know, it's either Ron Logan didn't do it or Ron Logan trying to be really, really crafty and saying, well, you know, look, man, you know, putting them out there, knowing that the searchers were out there all night, puts them out there so that they get found. I mean, like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're right. I mean, there just anything is possible. And why not just go take a look? Cause because as far as we know, Ron Logan did nothing because he's never been charged with anything like that. So he has no documented history there, but that's not to say we couldn't find a documented history in his backyard.
All I'm saying about Ron Logan is, in my estimation, he's never been actually cleared.
No. Yeah, I agree. And it's like, why not take a look? Just if there's nothing, there's nothing. But why not look? Here's the other weird one that could be a theory on this. Probably fairly far-fetched, but it came to me while we were talking about all this, is somebody, say maybe Ron Logan, really doesn't like people on that trail in their backyard all the time. And they're, I don't know, I mean, Ron Logan seems like kind of, again, a high-string guy who doesn't, you know, likes things a certain way. And if you put a tragedy out on that trail one day, you're, you know, not a lot of people are going to hike it anymore. I mean, well, it could be something as stupid as that.
They're certainly not going to trespass on your property, which I think if you look at the interviews of him, like I think on the Down the Hill thing that Barb McDonald did, like she asks him, or it was an interview with the news, like a news station.
Yeah.
And they asked him the question, or like, are people always coming and trespassing on your land down here? He's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
All the time. So, I mean, it kind of feeds into that concept. Yeah.
I mean, like, that'd be quite a move. Like, you're going to go and kill. But again, it also kind of plays into the randomness of it too, where, you know, was it just, you know, he like thought, you know, fuck it. And he's, because apparently he was a, you know, a big abuser of at least alcohol. You know, was he drunk as fuck some night and angry at the trespassers? And he goes down there and he sees these two girls and, you know, goes fucking nuts and does something. Mm-hmm. And then, oh shit. And then in his drunkenness, places sticks and shit on them and then gets out of there. Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know.
No.
Like, did Ron Logan like to go up and cross over the bridge? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is that something he did? I mean, maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean? There's just many. The fact he confessed to it allegedly in jail, I think it opens up our world to all these questions of different motives and different things. And
what does this Reese guy have to gain by making this shit up?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's saying, I don't want anything in return. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that carries weight.
Yeah.
Like I'm not looking for you to shave some time off my sentence here. I'm not looking for shit.
No,
I just want justice for the girls. And that's what this guy told me. Like what, like why would he lie about it? What does he have to gain?
Yeah.
And if it's true, like why is Ron Logan confessing to something he didn't do at all? You know what I mean?
Yes, it all to begin with, especially when he's now stone cold sober. Because even in the piece that was on Banfield the other night, talks about, you know, would he confess or why would he have confessed while he was in jail? Let's take a quick look at that.
I think, you know, once you're off of alcohol, you know, you dry out a little bit, you know, you can get a guilty, you know, he needed somebody to talk to. I think probably even broke from that, you know, and maybe he trusted that guy. You know, he wasn't going to be out of prison for quite a while. So, you know, I mean, what did he have to lose? You know,
the audio was bad on Banfield's end with their Zoom connection, but that's how she sees it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
I think this could be a lot simpler than everyone thinks.
Me too.
And maybe, I mean, no. Those two, I mean, they are semi-plausible. I mean, if you just look at the behaviors of the people, does it match up to what one would be capable of doing? And it does.
And I cannot look at a picture of Ron Logan and not say that guy doesn't look like that dude on that bridge.
Yes.
I mean, all the way around. Man.
Sitting there, I've watched so much video of him today working on this other piece on this, and I'd never done that before, and then watched Bridge Guy right after, and I was like, holy shit, that's him. I mean, there's a gait to the walk.
The
and
gait.
The weird little,
like Ron Logan owned one of those little waist pouches, man, that you can see this guy wearing.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
it's
like that blue jacket he was wearing in that
I know
interview you just showed looked like the fucking jacket the guy's like, dude, I don't know.
It's like this is all in front of us. Like, how is nobody going at this and saying, look, it's like bouncing off people, or I don't get this.
I don't get it either. Well, again, like, all I know is that this fucking trial was a sham.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it, man.
I don't think anyone ever will.
It's like the more that comes out, it's like the more upset people around this country should be, because that is just not how we can operate, man.
No.
We cannot be railroading people. And I can't, because of the things they did, and we're continuing to find out that they've done.
Yeah.
You just can't trust it.
No, you can't. It's disturbing. I'm sure this will be the first of many conversations as the appeals process begins.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cash back is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cash back on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free, and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.